A word for you from 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 19 to 21. Then the Rabshakeh said to them, "Say now to Hezekiah, thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is this in which you trust? You speak of having plans and power for war, but they are mere words, and in whom do you trust that you rebel against me? Now look, you are trusting in the staff of this broken reed, Egypt, on which if a man leans, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all who trust in him." Well, this is just a small section to give you an idea, or a reminder, hopefully, of the threats that can sometimes be made. And here they were threats directly against God's people. And it wasn't just an idle threat. This was said by a very powerful king, Sennacherib of Assyria, who was defeating nations all around Israel. And Hezekiah the king knew it. He knew exactly what was happening to all the other cities and all the others who had tried to resist Sennacherib and Assyria's dominance. And so, very naturally, he was afraid. But, as we're going to look at perhaps next time, he went to the Lord with it. He went to Isaiah, and he went to the Lord in the temple with these threats. He didn't just try and sort them out himself. Now notice that some of the threats that were said through the emissary of Sennacherib, Rabshakeh, some of them were true. It is true in a sense, and it had been experienced, and God had even said that Egypt is a broken reed, and that his people should not depend upon Pharaoh because of the possibility of an alliance. So some of the threats were true, and that is the problem. Very often the threats of the evil one are partially true, and so it sounds more plausible, more likely that it's true. Are you suffering from threats where the devil whispers to you, you're an utter failure, you won't make it, you're going to be rejected, etc.? Sometimes they are threats about your future, sometimes threats about your present situation. Now, we need to distinguish between what God convicts us of by His Holy Spirit, not trying to justify ourselves and ignore the pleadings of the Holy Spirit, but be careful of listening to the enemy of your soul. His threats are completely off track, even if they sound plausible. Listen instead to what God has to say about you.